I'm the same as you. I put my pants on one leg at a time. It's just once I put my pants on, I make gold records.
That's right. I'm the same as you. I take my pants off one leg at a time. Both legs at a time. That's right. Move on. Take them off. Hey, baby. We take our pants off.
Yeah, I had a picture of Jimmy up on the website with Dana. And then the cat. Remember that? You put that in your pictures.
Boobs. With with Dana, yes.
Right.
Boobs.
Yes, yes. Dana, what's her last name? Doesn't matter. Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
You put that on the website?
Well, on the template. It's not on the website.
Just on the front page.
I see.
Well, it's on my test front page. Right?
Okay, and we haven't uploaded it because...
Well, I didn't know. The caption, I didn't know if you liked the caption.
Which was?
Done with a bone.
Yeah, well, yeah. Good... Good thinking.
There was another caption.
That was
the auxiliary caption. So did you, Eric, did you hear about the 16-foot great white shark, too?
Yeah.
I told you about that. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure before I forgot. I'm sitting here, I got shark attack on my drink, so that's what reminded me.
Ah.
But a 16-foot shark, a 16-foot great white just off the Jupiter coast.
It was a great white.
Yeah.
You're kidding. A great white?
A great white.
I thought you were talking about that tiger that they caught.
No.
They
got to pick two spear fishermen, saw them at a certain site, and took pictures of them. Great shot. There's a great shot on the web, jupiterdivecenter.com.
Oh, really?
Yep. Go to their dive report or whatever. Are you on there now or no? No.
No, I'll check it out in a minute, though.
We can always get on. I mean, open up.
It's an amazing shot. I mean, to see it and to have a camera and to know how to fucking take a picture and have a good camera.
Right.
Man, that was fucking awesome.
Right.
I wish I were there.
Oh, that's the other thing. The other thing that's kind of nice about this, about the Jimmy Doan show, being on the cable, of course, there's no FCC.
Yeah. I've been listening to, I have XM. That's all I listen to anymore.
Right.
For 5 months now since I got my new car.
Yeah.
That's, I haven't listened to anything else, but, they got an Opie and Anthony show. You heard that one?
No, I heard about it.
They're, you know, young Jewish kids in New York. They sound, I mean, not my age, you know, mid-30 Jewish kids or whatever, from New York City. And every other word...
New York City!
And every other word is fuck.
I see. Interspaced.
Right, and fuck. I mean, just the ones I heard, you know, the other day. But they were going for it.
And their shtick is...
Just... You know, picking on things, you know, they do it. Their big thing is assault on the media, where they're encouraging all of their fans to go out and, I mean, essentially attack when someone's doing a live report, you know, TV 20 live, you know, to go in the back, Opie and Anthony, woo, just assault on the media, you know, make it so they can't do that. And just against the grain, going against the grain.
It's a media enterprise.
Well, you know, this is a Jimmy Doan show here, jimmydoan.com, and this is Jimmy with guests tonight.
Well, and also, they got fired from a real radio
That's
job.
What I heard, was they
and
got fired.
So now they're on XM, and they're, you know, they're bitter, but, you know, bent against all other radio except XM, and they got, you know, they're, but the salt on the media, they got a girl to flash on not Regis, with Good Morning America, you know, how they do the live show.
Oh, I heard about
that.
Yes.
You know, so
yes,
that was them saying, hey, try to do that, you know, make it so, you know, just disrupt the, world order is basically what they're
doing. Little chaos, little anarchy there.
Yeah, a little bitterness.
And that's it?
That's it. And
you listened to this?
I did for the first time. In fact, about 2 days before Eric called me and said, you went and got this equipment. I somehow heard about it, you know, XM, they're all intertwined. They're
right.
They were talking about it on one of the stations I listened to or whatever, something like that. Or actually, I think they mentioned there was a you know, they also use that station for live concerts or something like that. So, it was, you know, it was another side, not something I'm going to listen to all the time, but I was impressed to hear them say on the radio. I mean, we wouldn't be saying that here on the Jimmy Doan Show.
No.
So,
never.
I mean, it was shocking. So
shocking.
So people are able to, you know, express themselves nowadays, which is, and like, as you said, mostly happened here in the last, you know, couple years.
Right.
All right, now you can start. Yeah, we'll edit that. You know, just go ahead and edit that part.
No, you can edit it back in later. All right. This is the Jimmy Doan Show, podcasting from Gainesville, Florida. This is Jimmy. We have guests today. This will be great fun. We have Jack Rhodes.
Hey, good to be back.
Good to be back. We have Curtis.
Hey.
And our engineer, Eric.
Taking the calls.
Well, we're not exactly set up for calls, but...
It's ladies' night, though, so give us a call.
That's right.
Ladies only. Ladies' choice.
Ladies' choice. That's right. It's always ladies' night. So let me ask you this, Jack. So you're listening to XM.
Listening to a little XM. Yeah, it's the new thing.
I know it is, but I mean...
4 million subscribers and growing.
Now, is that the one that... what's his name went on?
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern?
No, he's on the...
Sirius.
Right, he's
Sirius.
On Sirius. They're competition.
Okay, and can you... So in your car, you choose one or the other?
You only get one, that's
You
right.
only get one. And how many stations do you got?
200 plus.
Okay, and you listen to them all at the same time?
Every time.
That's right.
One, two, then nine.
You're a guy, so you have your remote ready.
No, I have it set to, you know, there are eight or ten channels that I frequent most, but.
Okay, are there many talk channels?
Absolutely.
Okay, there are.
Absolutely.
So we're going to have some competition.
But that's right.
Okay.
They're trying to catch up with us now.
I see. Well, at any rate, at jimmydoan.com, of course, as you well know, you've already downloaded this if you're listening. That's great. So what do you guys want to talk about today? You want to talk about taxes? You want to talk about the government? You want to talk about Roberts? What do you want to talk about?
Roberts?
That was Curtis. Curtis wanted to talk about Judge Roberts.
I called in with that the other day.
Here locally? Judge
no, Roberts? No. The Supreme Court.
Oh, okay.
The Supreme Court guy. Okay. It's a stealth. It's interesting because everybody's crazy about him except for... two people.
But an important two people, I assume.
Well, two people, interestingly enough. But when I say two people, I mean actually kind of two. I mean a group and a person. One is the obvious suspects, which are Schumer and Harry Reid, who are the screaming communist liberals in the Senate and the House, in the Senate. But also Ann Coulter, who is conservative. She's written two very stinging editorial or column pieces on why Roberts should not be.
Well, what's she afraid of?
She's afraid that he is another stealth liberal like Souter. That is to say, somebody who has no record that you can tag on. And people certainly will remember that Souter was put in place after Bork got borked. New word in the Oxford OED. And so they put Souter in there who had came from, he was some East Bangladesh, Maine or something. I forget what he was, but he was like had no opinion on anything. And they put him through there. And the next thing you know, he's ruling on, he's decided his own constitution. And he decided the founding fathers didn't know what the hell they were talking about. And by God, I'm going to do a rewrite.
That's a good draft.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yes, that's right. That's good. That's a good first attempt, but by God, I'm going to show you what a constitution is really like. She's upset that she says that the record of people who came to the Supreme Court appointed by Republicans that thought that they were going to be constructionists or constitutionalists or what a strict constructionist has been a 100% wrong. They had exactly zero success rate, starting with Earl Warren. Eisenhower, as in order to deliver California to Eisenhower in 1950, whenever he ran, Eisenhower said, okay, well, I'll appoint you to the Supreme Court if there's an opening. And Earl Warren was...
Oh, look at that, Chief Justice.
Yeah, exactly. I will appoint you to the Supreme Court, number one. That's what you get for delivering, because he was a big politician. He was not a judge. I mean, he was just he was like governor of California.
Yeah.
And so he had no judicial experience. But as governor of California, he had been a conservative, like Reagan was 40 years later.
And the governator.
The governator, that's right. And the governator, that's right. And
governor of California is not so not such a bad place to be.
No.
Reagan was the governor.
Right. But Reagan stayed true to his principles. And Earl Warren didn't. Earl Warren got the black robe on.
Hookers and booze and
I guess, or you know, started to smoke some of the who knows what and
medical marijuana.
That's right. And then next thing you know, he's
well. So what is she advocating that we have somebody with a more clear record?
Yeah, what she said was this. She said, "Look, Bush won the election, whether you like it or not, or he was selected, or whatever you want to call it. Let me put it this way: he's president. Okay, and a lot of people voted for him, and in fact, by legally, he's the president, and legally he won. Even though he may not have gotten the popular vote, so what? And the governors, the Republican governors are in preponderance across the United States. The House is the majority is Republican, and the Senate majority is Republican. So everybody knew what was coming down the pike. So what Bush should have done was to nominate a Janice Rogers Brown or somebody who is an absolute firebrand, you know, a Clarence Thomas thinly disguised, and let him fight it out and say, look, this is what
with
this.
In other words, the president picks the nominee, let him pick
somebody who is really a well-known strict constructionist, conservative, whatever you want to call it. Somebody,
you think Bush is just rolling the dice? Well, who do we got? Who do we got around
this
here?
This is what Ann Coulter says. Exactly right.
I need a seven, big seven. Seven, big seven.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. So I mean, that's a good. Now, I tell you the truth. Some of the dynamic in this, it seems pretty obvious.
The guy from Texas?
Huh?
Is the guy from Texas?
What guy?
Right. Roberts.
Yeah, isn't he from Texas? Yeah, right. He's from Texas.
In fact, he lived right next door to you.
That's right.
You know.
No, well, I think.
Does he know the Bush twins?
Wouldn't we all like to know the Bush twins? I'd like to know the Bush twins. We did meet some twins. You heard about that. We met some twins the other night up there at Gator City.
Oh, no.
Oh, cute.
The Amex.
The
Amex.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Isn't that scary?
Oh, my God. They just.
How old were they?
Amanda and Allison. They were 21 next week.
Old enough. That's all that matters. They were old enough. Boy, I'll tell you, though.
I didn't hear about that.
Oh, they are cute as a button. Boy, I'll tell you that. The reason to go up there and eat wings.
Yeah, we thought the one was cute. She says, oh, you should meet my twin sister. We're like, oh. She goes, no. And she dragged the chick over.
And I mean carbon copy. Yep. Carbon copy.
It was like they're identical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think?
All right, so what's the deal with the...
So anyway, I think part of the dynamic, actually, is that they... I don't care what Rehnquist says. I don't think he's going to make it for 3 years.
And he's not.
Yeah, so, you know, as his going out presidency thing, if Rehnquist resigns next year, say, then they put Janice Rogers Brown on there.
He's going to die before he resigns.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people have said, you know, that's another thing is, as you well know, that the federal judges are for life.
Right. A third of them have died their way out of office.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. A third, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be one more here soon because he's obviously not giving up.
No. And they have said that there should maybe.
Why would you give up the reins?
No. It's a power thing. I mean, let's face it. You are. I can tell you.
Unless you were just driving the chariot all over the place, trampling the chickens and stuff.
And that's right. They do have a way to impeach him, of course. But I don't think a judge has ever been impeached. The Supreme Court. Now, I think they've impeached federal. I think. My guess is that there has been federal judges. Wasn't L.C. Hastings impeached? Was he when he was a judge? But now of course, he's in Congress. That's the beauty of being, being a convicted felon is no barrier to being in Congress.
Hey, man.
My guess is that most of them in Congress are unconvicted felons. Unindicted and unconvicted. You know, as Will Rogers was fond to say, the Congress is the only true criminal class in America.
Hey, man, if Martha Stewart's a convicted felon.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It could be anybody.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I mean, what a God.
Did you see OJ got in trouble the other day for apparently stealing cable?
Cable TV.
They're riding.
Yes,
they're
what
riding
was that?
Him. Well,
this
is they're riding him.
And you know what his comment was? Well, I want my day in court. Apparently he does pretty good in court.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, cable? Shit, I can beat that.
I can beat that. I'll be a murder rap. I can beat the
man. Maybe $1 million, and I can beat that cable. Yeah,
well, but the problem is his chief prosecutor, his chief defender, dead.
Well,
Johnny gone.
Did you see
Johnny gone to that big bar in the sky?
Did you see that? That ad circulating around the internet.
The tombstone.
The tombstone. And it has Johnny Cochran underneath it says, OJ did it.
Yeah. I would. I would have just put he did it, yeah, you know, because yeah, everybody knows who he is.
Right.
He did it. No kidding.
So I get he'll get his day in court, and we'll hopefully see.
No, he's not really taking that to court.
No, they do. I bet they do.
You never know. I mean, what I tell you,
good exposure. I mean, either way, good.
No, why does he want exposure?
He doesn't. I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you my theory is that the prosecutors they've got him down there. And they're just hawking him. They're just anything that he does.
No, and he said that.
Yeah.
And I think his new attorney has said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're just man.
Who is his new attorney?
I don't know, but it's somebody he's got.
So he's been stealing cable for a few years, having cable parties.
Why would he steal? I mean, the guy has an income of $400,000 a year.
Well, probably one of his buddies came over one day and said, "Hey, let's plug this cable box in. And let me show you this trick with the credit card. You get all the channels for free."
You don't even have to do that. You order the cable box from these places in Indiana. They'll send it to you. You plug it in, and you got all the channels.
Really?
Yeah, and it's essentially the same box that you would get from Cox Cable. But in order to unlock those things at Cox Cable, you have to call them on the phone and say, "Okay, I want to pay per view for this concert."
Right.
The box that comes from Indiana, you know. Already pay per views.
Oh, really?
And you know this because of.
I had a friend, and he told me that's how it was.
I see.
You can't do that anymore around here, though. You know, Cox Cable. I think they drive around and zap the boxes. I kid you not. I think they literally had someone that would drive around the neighborhoods.
Yeah,
and
I heard
push
about
a button in it. Any box within that neighborhood, fried your box.
Really?
Yeah.
How would they do that?
You guys know more about electric. I don't know, man.
Well, of course, I don't even get cable, so I don't even. I mean, the cable that I get is
It might have been a lightsaber for all I know. I don't know, but they did it. They did it. So it lasted for a while. But I'm looking forward to seeing OJ in court again, though. Personally.
Poor guy. They need to just leave him alone.
Free Rodney King.
You know, the guy I'd like
Free
to
see, Rodney King.
That's right. Well, the guy I'd like to see, of course, the guy who has absolutely no shame, speaking of somebody who arguably killed somebody, is Ted Kennedy. I mean.
Well, he didn't directly kill her.
He certainly didn't make it. You know, here she is.
He was a little drunk.
The autopsy said that she died of drowning. She was alive when they went into the water, and he could have saved her.
Well, I believe that.
A drunk
guy to swim back down, and, you know, I could see that. But it was not exactly the same as, slicing her head off.
Well, that's true. No, you're right.
Jumping over a fence and killing the other man.
And the guy, too. Her boyfriend, or not boyfriend, but her delivery guy, or whoever the guy is.
Sunglasses, man. There's a lesson learned there, man.
Yeah, I suppose.
Don't return the sunglasses.
Yeah, that's right.
Bad idea.
That's right. I'm
just
sorry.
Wait for her to come back.
Finders keepers.
Yeah, that's
it.
Right.
No question about it. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Speak about lessons learned. Is you certainly don't want to be running through the British Underground in a coat.
Ooh. they said freeze, stop. He didn't, right?
Yeah, eight shots to the head.
Yeah, well, at close range.
Yes, I mean, your powder burns.
Just in case the first seven didn't work.
That's right.
Eight is the magic number.
That's right, boy. They unloaded on him.
That's all there were in the gun.
they heard this feverish clicking sound after that.
Yeah, that's right.
They were a little itchy on the trigger finger after not having guns for a long time.
Well, they said they were sorry. I'm sorry about that.
He
didn't. He didn't stop.
Right, you know?
We did tell him to stop. You know.
So well, sorry.
Sometimes I have. Sometimes you'd like to see a little bit more of that.
Well, I can. Again, the way I look at it is there were because
killing or apologizing.
Well, No. I just think that sometimes. I mean,
a little of both.
Yeah, it's not like this guy was exactly squeaky clean. I think he just wasn't necessarily the one that detonated that bomb, in my understanding.
Well, my understanding, he was totally 100% innocent, just an idiot.
Why was he running?
Let me put it this way. I understand that according to his background, there was nothing in his background that indicated, and he was from Brazil, he was some student or something from Brazil, but he was fluent. He'd been there a long time. He was fluent in English. He should have stopped. But he's running
because people run. I mean, that's the crazy thing. You shoot him in the leg one time.
They were worried. What they were worried was
he was going to detonate.
Right. That's why they ran up to him and shot him in the head. They want to make sure he couldn't detonate anything. No, but the bottom line is, look, the way I look at it is he could have been one of the, he could have been number 52 as far as the bombings were, the real bombings were. He could have been on that bus. So he got an extra day. You know, big deal. I mean, he was lucky. He was lucky he wasn't on the train when it blew up. And so it turns out that this was the eight bullets were like a late explosion. You know, he could have died.
So, casualty in the war.
Casualty in the war. Well, collateral damage.
Well, you've educated me then there, because I was under the impression that he was a
I think he was a totally 100% innocent person. Of course, they had the funeral down in Brazil, and you know they had the.
Well, that's certainly not a good thing. Absolutely.
Well, but hey, look. It's one of those things that this all comes back to what I call the little girl in the mine shaft. And that is you have this one thing, one person out of 8 billion on the planet. Okay, it's a tragedy. But hey, in perspective, give me a break.
Right. Yeah, World War II is like worse than that.
You think? Yeah.
Someone died there?
Dang, I think so. Dude.
Well, yeah. And you're right. I mean, they talk about the, 27 people that died in Iraq. And, of course, the population is 38 million or something or whatever the heck it is. And, I mean, it's bad. Don't get me wrong. It's bad.
Right.
But what is it? 400,000 people a year die from heart disease.
Well, let's talk about Iraq real quick if you want to.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, what's that?
Pave it, man. Make a new place for the space shuttle to land over there.
Oh, yeah. But good land. Flat.
Well, I'm telling you, it's getting to the point of where we might as well just own it.
Yeah, and? Another.
Instead of pulling the troops out.
Instead of giving it back.
Right.
Well, State 51?
Well, Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Territory number five.
Yeah, Puerto Rico be pissed.
Man, we were aligned
to be state. You know,
that's right. Well,
they got a lot more oil than Puerto Rico.
Yeah, they do.
What do you guys got?
Yeah.
Well, they got a rainforest.
Right, they got good diving.
Right, they got good diving.
They got rum.
Right, they got...
maybe. Okay, well, right, they can be 52.
Yeah.
Well, this is make a good exchange. You take the oil from Iraq and put it in Puerto Rico, and the rum from Puerto Rico and put it in Iraq, and
right.
even it out.
Balance it right out.
I balance it right out. Yeah, those people are not supposed to be drinking over there anyway, right?
Right.
Well, let's get them drunk like the Indians. How about a little fire water, Mr. Iraq?
I mean, with the quality of the timeshare salespeople we have here in Florida, shouldn't be any trouble at all to build that place right up.
Oh, so, let me tell you, think about it. Iraq is like a huge Las Vegas waiting to happen. It's all desert, for God's sakes. I mean, if you can make Las Vegas, Las Vegas, think what you could do with Iraq. And the beauty is you're a lot closer to China. Those people like to gamble. You got oil.
Well, it's a good launching spot for anybody else too. So,
well, the way
there's some unfriendly neighbors in the area. So,
well, but I think they might become friendly, and they might not.
Well, the Iranians are enriching uranium now again.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, what a deal.
Yeah, we could buy some uranium from them, swap them. Well,
we
are
not enriching it for nuclear purposes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you bet. Okay. But, I mean, what are they going to do with a bomb? What would they do with it? What would the Iranians do with a bomb? Well, even if they got a missile, even if they got an ICBM with a nuclear thing.
Here it come, yours, Bush.
Yeah.
Yours.
No, I've said the whole time, since before the Iraq war, they're not going to launch their singular bomb. I mean, their dictators have spent decades trying to get this thing. They're not going to blow it up.
They'd be crying like NASA technicians watching a Mars mission go off.
Yeah, they're not going to give it to terrorists. Why would you give away the most powerful weapon you could possibly
get? Exactly.
Ridiculous.
Or blackmail.
Extortion. What is that? Like, we're bombing them when they don't even have a bomb, you know? Right. If we even thought they were thinking of putting together a shell casing that looked like a rocket, we would be carpet bombing that
well,
plant.
It's not like we can't read the license plate number on their tags from satellite. I mean, we know, you know.
We can tell their tags expired.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I'm sorry.
That rickshaw's expired.
I don't know. They got enough ground over there to have enough underground over
there. Yeah, but let me put it this way. My guess is if you launch something, it has to go above the ground. Am I right on that?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And I'm with
launch
you.
Hey, it's been since War Games. Launch detect signal.
Yeah, they're not launching anything. Nope. I say I'm not worried about them. I'm not worried about organized countries having the bomb. And
disorganized countries.
Well, just little radical groups or whatever. That's all.
Okay, so they carry a suitcase bomb in, and then what?
Kaboom.
And then what?
600-mile-an-hour winds.
Dogs 5,000 and cats living degrees. Together.
Exactly. okay. I mean, I agree. We'll recover, no problem, or whatever. Not much we can do about it except
recover.
Right, right.
It'll be martial law over here, but
well, that's the problem. I mean, you think about it for a second. Look, we dropped two bombs on Japan, which is the size of
we're
2-0.
Yeah, we're 2-0. That's right. and they seem to have recovered.
Yeah, they move back in the next year.
Yeah, that's it. Boom, done. And then so they blow up Washington, which would be a good place. If they're going to blow something up, I'd say Washington would be good. If I want to call my Aunt Ruth first.
Yeah, it's not even a state.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, right.
All right, we'll give you that one.
We'll give you Washington. Just don't tell Congress before you do it, okay?
Right. Take Miami. You can blow Miami up.
Well, Miami, okay. But anyway, but so what? On the grand scheme of things, we'd recover. It's like a net pick.
Yeah. I'm not worried about a national collapse or anything based
on. I'm worried that the people will panic and allow the feds or somebody to like run their lives even more than they do today.
Well, yeah, they've taken the step that they took with the Patriot Act.
Exactly. And they do it 10 times as much.
Yeah. But that's based on the deaths of 3,000 people or something.
Right.
If a nuclear bomb, just a little teeny tiny one goes off and
boom, yeah, just a little poof,
just a little poof,
a little mini bomb.
Yeah.
Like a little mini me bomb. It's just a little poof. It'd kind of blow up like the town hall with a little mushroom.
Oh, man. It's going to erase everything within a mile around.
Just a mile.
Yeah. Just a mile. That's true.
As long as you're not there, you're okay.
If you were in upper Manhattan and it went off in lower Manhattan, you'd be fine.
You would hardly even, you would just say, as long as you weren't trying to get to lower Manhattan, you just go to work.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, sure. No, as long as my phone lines are not down. Hey, Jack, you got a problem there with your... Jack Rhodes having trouble with his microphone. So anyway, I agree with it. It might piss some people, but it is interesting. And I'm guessing that a lot of people have thought there's a causal relationship here that with the Iraqi people having ostensibly a constitution and stuff like that.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you wonder. I mean, Libya, what's his name? Muammar said, whoa, come on in.
Come on, man. Come on. You know what he said is, if you give me a whole bunch of money, I'll take my weapons program underground.
Well, because we need that money to afford the underground.
Exactly.
Like is that what he said?
Yeah.
Well, what about Egypt? Mubarak said he's going to have elections in a couple of years in Egypt.
Hosni. What they've done in Libya is they've actually elevated the entire floor up about one story.
Yeah.
They just throw a bunch. They keep throwing sand up on this. They keep slowly expanding it. So it look, from the satellite, it looks like still desert. But underneath, there's a thriving metropolis of bomb builders.
I don't know. I don't think I'm not too worried. But then the other thing is that the Lebanese threw out the Syrians. That was a big deal.
Well, yeah.
So maybe there's something, one wonders if we did make that the 51st state.
I just think we may be in a little too deep at this point. Oh, actually, I'm kind of joshing. I really think we should get everybody out of there. I think that the reason.
But how?
What do you mean how?
You just walk out and say, we're packing up, we're taking our bat and ball and go home?
Good luck.
We did that once before.
Gulruk.
Gulruk.
No, Gulruk, that's Chinese.
Yeah.
That would be the end of Bush if that were the case.
No.
Well, it would be the end of a lot of things.
There'd be a big backlash from...
Well, we pull all our troops out, then we nuke it. Right. Yeah. All terrorists flock in, thinking that thing, that what it really is, it's a big old...
It's a trap.
It's a trap, right. It's the old bait and switch, you know?
That's right.
Hey, it's free reign for all you terrorists. Woo, and they all come scuttling on, and then the... And we dropped the big crowd pleaser.
And then we go
crowd pleaser. That's right. The 80 megaton.
And then we go back and turn it into Vegas, right?
That's right.
Hey, no one's using it. No one's using it, right? Hey, man, exactly. No one's here.
The sky's already glowing.
We're going to plant our flag.
The sky's already got this nice glow to it. It needs remodeling anyway.
What we do is we put, like, you're right, pull our troops out, put some, like, cheese in there or something that they want, you know. No, we do a whole bunch
of camels.
Well, or virgins.
Virgin.
You can have camels.
You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait here. You're a virgin camel. Yeah, that's right. Virgin camels. And boy, if Harrison flock in there. Kaboom.
Yeah. Well, I guess you're right. I guess there's nothing we can do. We're in for the long haul.
I said this from day one, and that was one of the things that I had a problem with some people, the peaceniks that were out here, was that ship sailed. I mean, I'm sorry. We're there.
Yeah.
Now you got to figure a long range plan to extricate ourselves, as was supposed to be in this country until we were about a year and a half old when they did the goddamn Monroe Doctrine and shit like that.
This is just like a long, painful retreat out of their country, sort of this.
Right. But you can't call it a retreat because then that's a problem. But the fact is, you look at the demise of every civilization from in the last 5,000 years, and it's been stuff like exactly the same kind of thing. Overextended militarily, you know, piss people off.
Well, I mean, what was the deal? We pulled out of Vietnam and...
Yeah. Well, I think that anybody would say that in Vietnam, if we had never gone there, what was that domino theory? I mean, what are you... I was there then. I remember all that. And I think, man, no chance. And, the country's about the size of, you know, the beach out here. And so it went communist. So what? I mean, look at it now. Even here's the deal. Think about it. It went communist. They won. It's called Ho Chi Minh City, and they're one of our biggest trading partners. Hello. and we had to lose 55,000 people dead, plus billions and billions of dollars to get. We could have done it 30, 40 years ago. Let them have it. We'd have had 30, 40 years of trading with these guys.
Yeah. Well, we need to be hands off in general, but all right. Next topic. What else we got?
Tits? Real estate.
Well, we did the judge. What else is there? I mean, the Karl Rove.
Did we come up with a decision on the judge?
Well, no. They figured that's gonna. It's interesting because as you well know, the Supreme Court always starts first Monday in October, and they figure that they're going to have the hearings on Roberts during the month of September. And everybody has said that he's going to be approved, assuming they don't find the smoking gun, on September 30th, about 2 days before he has to show up in court.
Or the smoking joint.
Smoking joint, that's right. Speaking of that,
that would knock him right out of there.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Because I wish that medical marijuana thing was, boy, whose idea was that?
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
I talked to a erudite, smart lawyer the other night, and she totally agreed with the. She says, yeah, they ought to regulate everything. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, this is the control.
You know, that's fine. I said, well, how about the radishes in my backyard? You know, they would regulate that. She says, that's legitimate. Yeah, it makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. I said, if I grow corn, they can come by and say, you don't have a corn. She said, no, if they really want to do that, that's fine. Government, legitimate government function. This smart lawyer person. Scary. Well,
she skipped constitutional law.
Yeah, she's a probate lawyer, so that explains that. Yeah. Yeah, she must have. Well, apparently so did Scalia. I don't know
got to believe that was just some sort of hiccup. I don't know how they got.
It had to have been a hiccup, number one. Number two, I mean,
everybody's up in arms against.
I think what happened was, in the medical marijuana, they brought him some before he wrote the thing.
Man, this stuff is good.
That's it.
This, man.
Yeah, man, I got mine. Well, was it somebody said,
hey,
that
man, no seeds.
Before
dude.
They, what was it? Somebody said that JFK made sure that he had. 1,000 Cuban cigars before they put the embargo on Cuba. So maybe Scalia.
Okay, go ahead and embargo those.
So Scalia got his, his prime California prime stash, bud stash, and then made the ruling. I don't know.
I don't know.
Put it all in the basement, boys.
Put
it all in the basement.
That's right. In the humidor.
The walk-in humidor.
That's right.
They dropped the ball with that one. And they dropped the ball with the Kelo decision as well, the eminent domain case.
Well, you know, now that's
it. Talk about what, just for curiosity, what was the ball that was dropped, just for our listeners that may not know?
Oh, well, the ball that was dropped was in 1942. There was the Wickard, Filburn versus Wickard? Wickard versus Filburn?
Wickard versus Filburn.
And that was where the guy, what was it, Filburn? Who's?
Yeah, so U.S. Supreme Court case, there was this guy, I don't know, Wickard or Filburn, one of the guys. and he was a farmer. And he had a farm, and he grew some corn on his farm, and he ate some of it, and whatever he had left over, he fed to his pigs and stuff. And nothing ever
communist.
Left the farm. Yeah, well, yeah.
Right off the bat, you can tell he's commie.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this guy's a self-sufficient, all-American farmer, doing his own thing, and nothing ever left the farm. And they came around and said, Mr. Wickard, you can't grow that corn, because... their rationing was this.
It was an allotment. Everybody had to have an allotment to grow corn.
Well, yeah. They just basically were going to regulate the growth of all sorts of things. And Mr. Wickard said, look, you know, you can't regulate. Congress can't regulate the growth of this stuff. You know, maybe the state can do it, but not certainly not Congress. And they said, well, yeah, we can. And they said, and he said, well, under what authority? And they said, well, interstate commerce. And he said, well, none of it leaves my yard. How can it be interstate commerce? And then they made an incredible logical blunder.
Leap.
Yeah.
Rube Goldberg style.
Man, and they said, well, if everybody done it, then it would affect commerce in general.
And across state lines.
Right.
Because people wouldn't be buying corn anymore and having it shipped.
Or something. There'd be some effect.
There'd be some effect.
Self-sufficient. They don't want you to be self-sufficient.
Well, yeah. What they were worried about was the guy in Omaha who grew, you know,
nothing
97
but corn, billion. Right.
He had nothing but corn, that he couldn't sell it because everybody else was growing their own and he'd go broke.
Yeah. Well,
tough shit.
That's ostensibly, that was the rationale that they hung
and
that sucker
and
on.
It was,
right.
and it was up and they bought it.
Right.
9-0. No opinion.
And what year was this?
1942.
Now, that's a little bit confusing when you say they bought it 9-0. No, because every one of those justices at that time had been, or at least Franklin, FDR had a hand in appointing every single one of those people.
Right.
So they were, he picked them.
He picked them.
In order to go along with his regulations
right.
and stuff.
Now, well, not only that, of course, in 19, when the ruling was handed down, it was like 4 months after Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the middle of it. We didn't know if we were going to win or lose the war. Literally, German U-boats were sinking ships off the coast of Jacksonville.
And
you could stand on the beach and watch the oil tankers go up in flames. They were worried about a Japanese invasion of California. I mean,
And on top of all that, the court had just gone through a period of about a decade where everything FDR sent to them was blocked.
Right.
And so they were finally giving way, and they were going to do whatever the heck.
Well, it was war.
Well,
it was war. I mean, look, during wartime, look, if Lincoln can suspend habeas corpus during the Civil War and get away with it and do the income tax, and right after the war, of course, it was all repealed. And that, but the mistake that they made in 1946 after the war was over was not in going back and revisiting Wickard at that point and dumping it because the war was over. So they had a perfect chance. Here they had a perfect chance with this medical marijuana because both sides fought it on the basis of Wickard. Not that marijuana was illegal, but that it affected interstate commerce.
Right.
Interstate commerce for marijuana.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
That's
and
exactly
and
right.
In fact, it was sick. And I thought,
well, is our marijuana trade hurting right now or something?
Apparently it affects.
No, it's the number one cash crop in the U.S.
But, I mean, so in other words, I'm confused as to how they tied it in. Again, like, I mean, I know that they did try to...
We've been confused for 50 years.
Right. Okay.
They basically said that people in California, if they're allowed to do anything, if they're allowed to grow their own marijuana or own it legally, that affects interstate commerce.
But marijuana is not a legal... selling product.
Well, it is legal in California.
It
was legal. That's the whole point. It was legal in California. That is the state law said you could grow medical marijuana for your own use.
And see, traditionally, all criminal laws are handled by the state. So you don't worry about breaking a federal criminal law because there are state criminal laws. If the state makes something legal, then it should be legal. But
well, we like to think of it not as so much as the state making it legal as to not make it illegal.
Right, right. The state repeals a law. The hope is that the feds would go along with that. But you never know. And they didn't in this case.
Okay, we're going to take a break for a little while. We're going to take a break.
Jack Rhodes is going to be taking off.
Yeah.
And what's up with that, Jack?
Well, Jack's got things to do.
Got to go home for dinner. All right. Well, it's a pleasure seeing you again. And we'll see you on the show next time.
Or so one of these times. Anyway, it can always be next time. See, it doesn't matter. The beauty of this is that we can do like four shows now, and the next week's show can still be next time. That's the beauty of podcasting.
And as long as we don't label any of the shows as far as the date's concerned. No, of course not. I wouldn't label anything. Like, not like the FDA, right? All right. Well, we'll be back in a minute. We'll label it danger, right? Okay. We'll be right back on the Jimmy Doan Show.